our spiritual dimension as human beings. First teaching. We human beings are not automata controlled solely by the chemical actions and reactions of our bodies. Besides our visible form, our cells, and our tissue, we possess magnetism, emotions, ideas, and above all, our condition as spiritual beings. We are made up of a physical body, a soul, and spirit. Our mind, comprised of emotions and intellectual understanding, is only a vehicle for the spirit. If we wish to obtain a genuine and lasting happiness, we need to validate this reality. The force that sustains life is still an immense unknown field. Science laboriously attempts to penetrate it with some results. Various schools of psychology and psychosomatic medicine, among many other disciplines, sum up the efforts of scientists in their attempts to understand the human being as a whole. The more we realize that human beings continue to suffer in spite of advances in biology, new surgical techniques, developments in preventive and diagnostic medicine, and advances in our knowledge of mental processes and psychological treatments, the more urgently and deeply do we feel the need to give a spiritual dimension to our lives. By our essential nature, we are spiritual entities destined to immortality. But since our spiritual being acts on the metaphysical as well as the physical plane, we have free will, which defines our lives. We can do good or evil. We can make an effort or stagnate. In other words, our lives are in our own hands. Free will is an intrinsic quality of our condition as spiritual beings. It is what characterizes our soul, and it shows in our behavior and our works. A divine spark, the spirit, has been deposited in our being like a dewdrop reflecting the sun. We were made to be an image of the divine, but our senses, which on one hand allow us to unfold, on the other hand feed us conflicting messages which disturb and create disharmony in our souls. Our means to unfold are willpower and the gift of divine grace. By the rightful effort of will, we clarify and purify our thoughts and feelings and make ourselves deserving of divine grace. By the gift of divine grace, we come to recognize the Spirit and to know what is good in our own experience, and we receive guidance from the souls who have already traversed the good road of spiritual unfolding.